I'm listening. What do you require?
Hello, and welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making mini alts. It is Saturday, August 18th, 2007. This is episode 34. I am Aprilian, your host from the Earthen Ring server, and I'm with
Glanther, also of the Earthen Ring server.
And today we're going to talk about server downtime. What did you do during the downtime? So Blizzard decided to take a few realms offline. I think there was a total of, 20 or so?
More than they should have.
Yes, and it included Earthen Ring. And it was down, well, it was scheduled down for 48 hours. I think it actually came up ahead of time because I know I was
36 and, 45 minutes.
Right. It went down Monday night at 11:55 PST, so it was after midnight our server time. Our server's on Eastern server, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice because we're in Eastern time. And it was off Tuesday and it went back up Wednesday. And for the first time, I felt really stupid because I had put all my eggs in one basket, or all my alts in Earthen Ring. And I had a few alts on some other servers, but I had basically, I hate to use the word rape, but it's the only one appropriate. I had gone through all my accounts and transferred over all the good stuff and transferred
over. You had nothing on there.
Right. So I had a bunch of the low level, level 12 at the most. I do have some on Lathan because I think that's a PvP server that I have been trying to work on. But it's just really funny. If you go back to a server where you have a character and you haven't been with that character, it's like you feel, what's the word? Not naked, just
guilty.
Guilty and just not, you don't know exactly where you were. You don't have that feeling or the rhythm.
You don't know what's going on with them.
Right.
Disconnected.
Right. You don't know.
High school reunion.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to pick up the rhythm to figure out what quests they need. I didn't even try to do any quests. I think I just tried to go on auction house and upgrade their gear and maybe level them up, but I felt kind of disconnected. It was a few threads on the Alea Iacta S Guild forum about people who somebody actually did work on their house. You know, they actually did stuff in the real world, talked to their kids or went out and pet a puppy or something. But it was very trying for me because I kept wanting to. I was so close to getting my mount with Aunt Rilia in Alterac Valley. And I mean, just things that I wanted to do, things I had on the auction house and stuff. And it's almost like akin to a
power outage.
Right. Or, you know, where were you during the big blackout? Or where were you during the big snowstorm? You know, it was just kind of rough. But what did you do, Glanther?
Well, during the 48 hours, I wanted very, very badly to, you know, play Olaris because he was so close to level 40. He's halfway to 39, and I feel like it would be pretty quick for me to get to level 40. In fact, I think I have a day off coming up from work, and I think I'll be able to hit 40 that day so I can get his mount finally. But I did some stuff in terms of research. I know I couldn't play the game, but I figured I could still figure out where I wanted to bring him until I can get him to level 40. And so I went on to the armory on worldofwarcraft.com. I did a lot of ThoughtBot and trying to figure out what I wanted to do in terms of gear. And I actually found out something.
Can I just elaborate on the armory?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We assume that everybody knows some of these things, but Blizzard did a really great thing a few patches ago. They created this website called The Armory. It's actually thearmory.worldofwarcraft.com. And then in the last, it's called beta. It's a website where you can actually see your character, see what your character, the reputation, what it expects. You can see what other people have, which is kind of neat, you know, and it's kind of creepy too, because it's almost a little bit of an invasion of privacy. But what they did recently was they changed it so that you can actually see what upgrades are available for your character. So mm-hmm. you can almost like window shop. So, I mean, if you've noticed on some realms, there's been an increase of, can somebody make such and such a thing, you know, and you're wondering, well, why would you want that? Where did you find out about it? Well, that's where they found out about it. They went to the armory, and you can actually do this thing where you pin your character, and then when you go to any other character or any other item, specific, like say you're hovering over a glove, it'll compare the glove, kind of like equip compare in the game. And it's kind of neat because you can find out a lot of stuff you wouldn't normally have. It's also kind of frustrating because you'll go, oh my god, that is so cool. Oh, it's Alliance Quest. Or, mm-hmm. oh my god, that's so cool, but wherever will I get somebody to make that? So it's kind of neat.
The materials are like impossible to get.
But it's kind of neat, and it kind of adds a different aspect. And you know, the internets are a big part of World of Warcraft. In fact, I think it's one of the first games where it's become so integral within. I think we've talked about it, but go ahead, keep going.
What was the thing? Oh, for people that are just starting out with the game, that are sometimes wondering a little bit about all of the prefixes and suffixes that are out there, I actually found out through the armory something that, even though I've been playing for a while now, I never had actually known. But you'll find a lot of armor items really to be named something something of the gorilla, something something of the eagle, and I figured out what the combinations were, why that name, what that particular name means. Gorilla equals strength and intellect.
So that's probably, is that for like a warrior?
That would probably be for a paladin.
A paladin.
Yeah, because okay. In fact, I found that out.
Oh yeah, for the intellect.
And I was like, wow, I'm going to be a gorilla? Gorilla stuff is good for me. Eagle is intellect and stamina, so eagle would be great for
casters.
Casters and probably some like hunters as well.
Right.
Bear is strength and stamina.
So that's probably warrior.
Yeah, that's warrior. And then we have boar, which is spirit and strength.
Is there one more?
I think there's another one, but those
owl.
Are...
Yeah.
The owl, I think, is stamina and... Owl is intellect and spirit.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what makes sense to me.
It's probably clothy, too. I think it's all cloth.
Yeah, all cloth.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found that out, and so now I was able to go to the auction house, and I can, for example, if I'm looking for stuff that's male, I can just say, search everything in male that has something to do with gorilla, and I can find new gloves, or not gloves, but new hand armor, new bracers, pants, things like that, so it was pretty cool.
Great, so... You got some stuff done. Did you play any of your alts on any other server? Or you don't have any?
I don't have any other alts on any other server. And I didn't want to start another alt on another server because he or she would be all by themselves
right.
on that other server. And right. I figured I might as well just do some research and do some real world stuff.
I did do a couple of alts. I got a Unathon. Since I have three accounts, I have two accounts with... Horde, and then I have one other account with a couple of Draenei or Alley, because you can't, with PvP servers, you can't have
two on the same server.
You can't have Horde and Alliance on the same server. So I thought it'd be kind of interesting. I mean, even though they couldn't interact, and I just thought it'd be neat to maybe have somebody, maybe if I get them up high enough, I can have my Alley out scouting out for me so my Horde can come in and gank somebody. Of course, that's not nice, but it would be kind of interesting. So we got through it. It was a traumatic 36 point something hour period, and we got through it. But if we'd like to hear what you did, if your server was affected during the maintenance or has been affected during the maintenance, I'm pretty sure there are going to be other instances of this happening. This was to do something to do with
just infrastructure. All said is that it needed something to do with infrastructure.
Yeah, it says something about association. So I wonder, I didn't even look. I wonder if they're all on like the same battlegrounds, or maybe they're just all in the same room. You know, because technically, you know, all these servers are really just on a computer in some building somewhere, you know, kind of like, did you ever see?
I'd like to see that, actually. I want to see World of Warcraft in real life.
Did you ever see The 13th Floor? It was a movie about a simulated, about they created these simulated world, and then they found out later on that their world was a simulated world on another server. So one server created a simulated world, and so a character from the lowest level simulated world made it into the second level simulated world, and he wanted to see it. He says, I want to see it. It was the guy from The Cell, that creepy blonde guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Not Gary Busey, another creepy blonde guy.
I know who you're talking about, but yeah, I don't know his name.
But he goes into the room, and he's like going, this is where I was born, you know. And so I've always thought it'd be really nice to see the actual computer where we are running around on. Of course, it's a lot smaller than actual Azeroth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways. So if you were affected, or if you have been affected, we'd like to hear how you survived when the server went down. So you can reach us at controlaltwow@gmail.com. That's controlaltwow@gmail.com. And you can reach...
You can also, for the Alliance people, you could reach me at glanthur, glanthur, @gmail.com.
And, of course, our website is controlaltwow.com. So, but that wasn't all that happened this week. I mean, even though it was really traumatic, there was still 5 other days of playing. And so what else did you do?
I worked a little bit on some of my really low level alts. I had a lot of level 1s, and I brought them all up and kind of in turn to level, like, 2 and between 2 and 5. Mm. These are the gnome rogue and my night elf druid and other types of characters that I just created just for the fun of it, and I figured I should use them just a little bit. Aprilian once told me that you should kind of do each alt for about an hour every week, and so I figured that, yeah, that's pretty good. And so I like to go through and play with them all a little bit. I'm just so focused and obsessed with Alaris right now, because once he has his mount, I'll be so happy. I just want that horse, and I want plate mail. I need it.
Yeah, level 40 is such a special thing.
Plus, it's now halfway.
Yeah,
to the max to level. The max.
Oh well, it will be. Yeah, eventually. Yeah. Aprilian is level 32, and I keep forgetting about the fact that she is now my highest level blood elf, and it would be nice to get her to 40. I've never had a blood elf with the chocobo or whatever you call those.
The giant chicken?
Chicken, yeah. So I should probably... Well, but then again, she is a warlock, so she'll probably...
She'll get the horse.
Yeah, and the other thing is
that... Fel steed.
The other thing that I've been, you know, working on with her is she's been doing a lot of quests over by Thunderbluff, because she wants to eventually get a Kodo, because there's nothing cooler than a blood elf on a Kodo. But, I haven't been really functioning with her, and I need to spend some more time with her. But she's been getting her herbalism up, because Trishelle is now level 350 in alchemy, and I tell you, whoever is putting herbs on Auction House is making a killing. Because, I mean, just anything you need to make anything over 300, it's like everything is in a stack for 20 gold or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, Rage Veil and all these stuff. So Aprilian wants to get up her leveling. Right now she's just at 100. What else? Oh, of course, Aunt Rilia has had most of my time. I have fallen head over heels in love with Alterac Valley. Every battle is different. Every battle is fun. Some of them rage on for a long time and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just the nature of it. It's chaos in a bottle. Because you really, really don't know what to do. And no matter what you do, there's going to be some guy yelling in chat saying, what the never are you doing? It's not going to work. Where are you? And, you know, and of course you have your AFKers or whatever. But it's so much fun, and I've been lucky. We've been winning, and I've gotten up to 45 marks, and I hope to, before this weekend is out, to get my wolf mount. And then I'll have to go over to Outland, because I am so broke, and I hear this quest, quest.
Yeah, Outland is lots of quests for money, lots of good gear. I would love to get Alaris to Outland, because I think he's going to be my first character who actually becomes exalted with a faction. I think he'll be able to get exalted with Exodar, which doesn't help out all that much because he is a Draenei. But I've never had that before. Glanther is only revered barely with Ironforge, and he's honored with everything else. And I've been doing quests with Glanther, who's my highest level one. But for some reason, I guess I just didn't do as many quests as I have with Alaris, or something is strange, and Draenei get a lot more reputation.
I thought human. Isn't Glanther human?
Glanther is a dwarf.
Yeah,
he's the dwarf hunter. the humans get a lot of rep, but Alaris, as a Draenei, he's revered with every single faction at level 38.
Wow.
And at 62, Glanther is revered with one, his own.
Mm.
Barely.
Have you thought about taking Alaris into Exodar?
Oh, Alaris has been to Exodar.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where he came.
Okay, I'm sorry. Which one is the dwarf?
Glanther.
Glanther. Have you taken Glanther into...
I haven't gone into there. I haven't been playing Glanther a lot at all. I'm really bad. He's my highest level character. But I just feel more... Like, I'm more excited about Alaris than I am with Glanther, because in the Outland he never got his 100% speed mount. And everyone has a little pet peeve, I think, with World of Warcraft. It's not like a pet peeve, but everyone has stuff out there that they just find like they don't have as much fun with as other parts of the game.
Yeah.
My thing is I don't like travel time. And one of the reasons why I'm not as much of a fan of Kalimdor as I am with Azeroth is that, especially before you have any kind of mount, you spend so much time just running.
Yeah, but it's party.
Yeah. It's nice to look at, but sometimes I find myself getting a little bored, and I'm getting that way a little in Outland. Like it's taking a long time to get places with Glanther, and I don't have the 700 gold or whatever to purchase one of those fast mounts. So I put him on the side, and I'm just playing with Alaris because he gets his mount through quests. So it makes a little bit more sense.
Good. Okay. What else have you been doing?
That's about it.
Okay. Let's see. What have I been doing? Trishelle's been leveling up her herbalism. She's hanging out in Shadrath because she has to... go to the alchemy lab. I gotta figure out, there's gotta be alchemy lab somewhere else. I did go to Scarlet Monastery today, and I dual boxed with Asheo. She had Jekyll and Hyde, her two guys, and I had Trishelle and Iwari, which was kind of interesting because Iwari is my level 44 warlock, who is usually in a mine in a cave in Crushbridge Hall just mining, and I hadn't really used her that much. But if you have two hunters and her, and you have three things to mark, three mobs, then the succubus can seduce one while you shoot the other two. So it's kind of neat. I was trying to get the rhythm of it. Which brings me to my other subject, which is, you really need to visit your alts on a regular basis because you can get out of touch with what they're supposed to do. And if you visit them regularly, then spend an hour on just one day just going through each alt and checking them out, because, you know, you need to at least touch bases with them, take them out, fight them a little bit. Otherwise, you get stale. And if you're a true altaholic, you'll also find out something new and something more challenging if you do that.
Or you'll get an epiphany and you'll realize something that you could do with them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
To help out other characters. Because we all have our favorite characters, like the ones that you like the most. Mm-hmm. But the alts are there to help them out, you know?
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. So if you were listening last week's episode, we started a new feature on Control All WoW. We have a wonderful player named Asheo who is contributing a tutorial, kind of, on dual boxing, which is something that's near and dear to my heart. I love to dual box. And Asheo has been doing a good job on the instance on submitting these segments, and she let us use some of the segments. She's going to let us use these segments on Control Alt WoW. But last week we had a little technical problem, and I really apologize to Asheo, and I thank you for your patience. And that it cut off a little bit at the end of the her segment. So I'm going to play a little piece that he put together, and that kind of explains what happened. And then I'm going to play the second segment. So here's Asheo with tips for dual boxing.
Greetings, adventurers. I am Asheo from the Alea Iacta Est. Never fear, adventurers. We won't make you listen to the whole introduction again. Here's the rest of the first installment on dual boxing. Go check her out on iTunes.
What about hardware?
What about hardware, I hear you ask? Good question. Well, nominally, you need two machines. It may well be possible to run WoW twice on one machine, but I don't have hardware grunty enough to do that. And you need a desk large enough to have two monitors side by side. Otherwise, you'll quickly get a stiff neck turning to and fro to see what's happening. I use a laptop for the second machine at the moment, which, if you visualise it, means a laptop keyboard gets in the way of the main keyboard. I've overcome this by using the Collector's Edition box, sweet, sweet netherwhelp, to elevate the laptop out of the way.
Me no crocolisk with six arms, how me use two mouses and two keyboards?
Ha ha ha, Hyde usually only plays with one hand anyways.
Ew, thanks for that image. No, you only need to use one keyboard and mouse. There are a couple of ways to do this. One is using a KBM switch. You want a good quality one that switches very quickly via a keyboard shortcut. The other is how I'm currently doing it, and that's with some software. I'm using Synergy, which you'll find at synergy2.sourceforge.net. Synergy results in the same sort of effect as having one machine with dual monitors. That is, once set up, which is very easy, you just move the mouse off one display and transparently onto the next. While on the other display, your keyboard also takes effect on the second machine instead of on the first. Very cool stuff. I've only found one annoying bug with it so far. The camera navigation controls on the second machine, that is, by mouse clicking and dragging, go haywire. There's a thread about this on the Synergy support forums, so hopefully it'll be fixed soon. It isn't something that's unique to WoW. Since you really only need to move the camera about on the primary machine, it's really not that big of an issue. One other warning about security. While I have no reason to believe that apps such as Synergy are trojaned in any way, it's probably prudent to log on to WoW first and then to start Synergy. Especially on the second machine, as, by definition, Synergy would have to transmit the password you type over your network to simulate keyboard strokes. So, there you go. You're all set up to start dual boxing. Next time, I'll talk about class selections.
Moo. Goodbye.
Can we go kill something now, please?
Farewell, adventurers.
Written, spoken, authorized by Shadow of the Three-Man Party Earth and Ring.
Thanks, Asheo. He brings up some really good points, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would definitely do dual boxing if I had another computer.
Or you could even do it if you have another monitor and you can run two clients of WoW. Just to make it cleaner for me, I use two separate drives. I use an external drive for one WoW client and the regular internal drive on the iMac for the other client. But I'm sure you could probably even, if you have enough hard drive space, run two clients. But and now we're going to go to this week's episode of Dual Boxing by Asheo.
Greetings, adventurers. I'm Asheo from the Alea Iacta Est, aka Mucha Est Aki Guild on the Earthen Ring server. I'm back to talk about dual boxing again with Jekyll.
Hello.
And Hyde.
Hug me say hi.
So, how do you choose what character class you should dual box with? I'm in two minds about this. The easy mode, according to Aprilian, is to have two pet classes, with two hunters being typical. However, I've opted for a slightly more flexible combination by choosing a hunter and a druid. In the typical scenario, the hunter sends his pet in to take aggro, while the hunter auto-shoots, and the druid eats, roots, shoots, and... never mind, that's another joke. The druid mostly heals.
Ho ho ho. You're such a funny warlock. Not.
The hunter could easily be substituted with a warlock, but I've just finished leveling a lock, so I chose a hunter instead. Equally, the druid could be substituted with a priest or a pally. However, I'm not really into pallies, and the priest's method of crowd control can easily aggro more mobs, though you need to balance that against the druid's root spells being only usable outdoors. Also, consider what classes you like playing solo. For me, I certainly won't be dual boxing them all the way to 70, and I'm keen to try out for the druid's epic flying form. And another thing, I'd only dual box a class you already know very well. I've already leveled a hunter and a druid into the 60s, and so know how to play the classes already. In the dual boxing scenarios, I don't believe you can really learn to master the full range of abilities of a class, especially on the second tune. The first thing I did was to solo them both to level 10. Until then, they aren't really in a position to complement each other all that well. The hunter doesn't have a pet, and the druid only has very basic healing abilities. Also, keep in mind that you're only going to get half experience points while partying with your other character, so leveling can actually be a bit slower.
So, Calisynth says warp stalkers make good pets. Me want one. Now, help me get one, lazy warlock.
Sorry, Hyde. You're going to have to wait quite a bit for that. Go train a turtle. That's about more of your pace. Next time, I'll talk about screen layouts and some macro setup to help get started. Until then... farewell, adventurers.
Won't you give me a break? Somebody give me a break now!
Oh, and just before I go, a big shout out to Holly Joe, who points out on the forums that the Australian pronunciation of dual sounds as strange to Americans as herbalism does to those of us who know it as herbalism.
Okay, thanks again, Asheo. Those are some really great tips, and I encourage anyone to try it because it does bring a new element to the game. If you think you're bored or you just want to push yourself, it takes a little bit, but it's really fun. Maybe I'll let you try it one day, Glenn.
Yeah, someday.
Okay, so our next section will be... Well, we'll just talk in general. We still have a few minutes to go. And I have to tell you that I'm right now am... what's the word? I guess...
withdrawals.
Yeah. I really am trying to give good content and to contribute. But my mind is really back in Alterac Valley. I did two battles today. And one of them was a 30-minute battle. And it went... no, maybe a 45-minute battle. And it went really well. And we went in and we killed that guy.
And he is a guy.
Yes, that guy. And Belinda.
Belinda, yeah.
I'm sorry. Belinda is a chick's name.
That's why he's so, like, on the Alliance side, you hear him calling all the time. He's like, protect me, you know, in the Scottish accent. And he's like, get down there, they're coming, you know. And he's very much... like Mr. Macho kind of dwarven warrior, and I think he's overcompensating because he is such a
Belinda
a girly girl name. So,
Well, Alterac Valley right now, and I know this doesn't really relate much to alts, but because I have so many alts, I can dedicate one person to playing Alterac Valley or one character. It's just become such a special place for me. It's kind of interesting because when you first go in and you're first summoned, depending on where you're at, where the game's at, it's almost disorientate. Because if you're in the beginning and the gate hasn't been lifted, you kind of like have an idea, and it might be a good time to kind of chat with other people. What are you gonna do? Where are we gonna go? Whatever. But if you are pulled in because somebody from Alliance side decided to join, or somebody from Horde side dropped out, and you're in the middle of the battle, you really don't know what to do, and you kind of look at the map, you see who controls what. I really want to spend some time like trying to take the mine over and stuff, and because there's so much flavor to the whole instance, because it is technically an instance, to the whole battleground. It's much more different than any other battleground. There's so many things to do, but at the same time, I want to get my kills up. I don't want to have zero kills or something, so I want to go and find somebody I can shoot. And so you're running around, and of course I head up north first, and inevitably I run into a crowd of Alliance, and you know, you think, oh, there's an Alliance, but you have to look at the whole field or the whole area, because yeah, there's one Alliance, and then you realize, oh, look behind him, he's got a whole bunch of his buddies. The next thing you know, you're back at the graveyard.
Rogues are always a pain.
Oh God.
And they always seem to be night elves.
Yes.
You see the little bouncy ears.
Yes. And then and then you're gone, and you're sitting there stunned, and you're rocking back and forth, and you're pressing your arrow keys, which of course does nothing.
See, with me, like going as an Alliance character, it was always the undead. I'd always turn around, and there'd be all of a sudden a specter of an undead and backstab me. And I'm like, oh God. But
when you get up to the, you know, to the part where you, well, for the Horde, when you get up to that bridge and, you know, you've got your graveyards covered, and you're in that inn, and you're trying to get down, and it's just the most awesome feeling. And then I do something, I don't know if I'm supposed to do it or not, but I get, there are certain things about any MMORPG, and particularly about World of Warcraft, where you release endorphins from completing something.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what it is, but you know, just completing something. So every once in a while, when I've killed a few alleys and I've got enough blood and enough armor scraps, I just love using that trinket that takes you back to Frostwolf and turning them in. There's nothing, I don't know, I don't even know if I'm contributing really. I know that, and I really need to read up more about it, and anybody wants to give me some tips, please send them in. But I know that when I give the blood to that chick Primal or something, Primal, and I give the armor scraps to that other guy by the forge, you know, I get honor point, I get rep from Ogremar, which is kind of cool. I'm still just at 4,000 out of 21,000, so I think I'm going to get my Frostwolf mount before I could ever get exalted with Orgrimmar. But just giving that in and having them say, oh, you know, they say their little blurbs, thank you, we're closer, we're going to upgrade or whatever. I don't know if it's doing any good, but it's very satisfying to
turn. I really like Alterac Valley. I'm a little sad that if I do a lot of Alterac Valley, that I'll get the Dwarven Ram.
Oh.
Because Alaris doesn't want to ride a ram. He doesn't. And
but it's so cute.
But they have too many hooves. There'd be too many hooves everywhere. You'd have his hooves and then four hooves, and it'd just be... Yeah, it's a lot of hooves. But one of the things that I really like about Battlegrounds, and this kind of goes back to what you were saying last week, Brilliant, about people RFKing and that excuse they had about, you know, they weren't a high enough level. So they wouldn't be able to do much. You get honor points just being near someone when they die. Like, you get, like, that
little
number
thing
coming up.
Yeah.
And you can, at a low level, still do a little bit of damage and act as kind of like one of like a DOT. You basically become a living, walking DOT.
Right.
Because DOTs, the people cast them and then they sit back and they don't do any damage, really. But unless you cast more than one. But it's all in numbers. Sure, you're going to die a lot, but I mean, if you're a 51 and you're there, you can go probably go head to head with another 51. Right. Or with a group, go up against a couple of 60s.
Or think of it as being a sacrificial lamb, because if an ally or if you're an alliance, if a horde is fighting you, then they're not fighting somebody else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, even if it means running around and they have to chase you, you're serving a purpose, you know, and it's better than AFK.
And I heard the best thing. I never heard this way of describing it before, but somebody was talking about paladins, and they say that paladins bubble. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that. They get that protective...
Well, they do get that protective, like the blessing of protection and divine shield. However, to me, when I think of bubbling, I think of like a boiling pot where things kind of pop. And they can be that way too. Like you're getting down, you're whittling down their health, and they go, oh, we heal. Kind of like a priest, but with the exception that the paladin can cast Blessing of Wisdom and, the other one, oh God, it's on the tip of my tongue. But it basically, Blessing of Wisdom, every time you hit someone in a melee attack, has a chance to give you mana back. Oh. And then the other one, it's not Blessing of Clarity, but it's, it will give you life back. And you can use a judgment and basically judge a mob.
Yeah, that's when that big hammer comes down.
Mm-hmm. And you can have them permanently, you know, have this effect on them. So the other day I was going through Desolus, completing some quests, and I cast the Blessing of Wisdom, judged a character, a mob, and then I went through with the every time I hit, cast that seal, every time I hit, I would get more life, and I didn't have to heal or use any mana potions. Yeah. And that to me also was it felt like bubbling.
Yeah.
Because they'd get me down, and they'd go, kind of come back up and get them down and come back up. Especially
so what you're saying is that paladins are Uber and they need to be nerfed?
I think paladins are going to be... But the thing is I'm also a protection paladin. Mm-hmm. I think that if you were a retribution paladin, mm-hmm. so one that was very offensive, then it would be a little bit easier to take you out because you'd be all about damage per second. Whereas with me, I'm all about damage reduction.
Right.
So at level 38, if a level 38 mob hits me, half the damage is already, like, taken away. Right. Plus my shield can absorb, I think, another 30, at least 30% of whatever damage after that gets towards me. So if somebody whacks at me with a critical and the critical hit is, like, 100...
Oh, you were also telling me about your decision about splitting up your horde and alliance on different servers.
I was thinking about doing that, and it kind of makes a little bit of sense. So that way I can have the ability to have a lot more sharing of professions.
Resources, yeah.
And resources within a certain side. Because I have kind of grown a little fond of horde. I have my favorite one, which is Morian, of course.
Right.
But right now I'm not looking forward to having to pay $25 to move him somewhere else.
Right.
But wherever Aprilian goes is where I'll go. So.
Well, and of course there are two kinds of altaholics, and we kind of represent the extreme. There's the altaholic who has one count, and you can be an altaholic with one count because, you know, Blizzard does give you the tools to mail things and stuff, and especially since this new thing where you can instantaneously mail stuff to someone on your same, another tune on your same account. And then there's the altaholic, the severe altaholic, or what would you call it? Altaholic cubed.
Altaholic cubed, yeah.
Where you have multiple accounts and you're dual boxing. But, you know, we're all, you know, altaholics together. Although, you know, because I can have multiple characters on at the same time, it's such a...
I would love to be able to dual box. Galanthea would go everywhere that Alaris went.
Yeah.
It would be so nice to have a hunter.
It really is nice. Who's been dual box? Well, we went into Scarlet Monastery with Trishel and Iwari, and that was really nice. And Aprilian, who originally was supposed to be paired up with Audrion, has been going off by herself. And oh, that's what we did. We did. I did Wailing Cavern a few times this week with Real Fire. And at first, I was doing it mainly because Pri, who is my rogue twink, needs something out of Wailing Cavern. I think it's some shoulders. I think they're cloth shoulders, but they have a big stamina buff or something.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. I'll look it up and put it in the show notes. And but I've been taking my level 50, well, she was a level 14, my level 15 warrior into it with Real Fire. And it's an interesting way of power leveling, because Real Fire is a level 51 hunter. And with Relac running behind her, even though there is a depreciation in the amount of XP you get when you're with a higher level,
you complete quests quicker.
You kill mobs quicker, so there's a faster accumulation of XP.
Yeah, I always find I get a group and you go into an instance or to a dungeon, and even though each individual character you kill gives you 50 or 75 experience versus what it would be like 400.
Right.
You just go through
much faster.
Hundreds of them.
Right.
Yeah. Versus like what you would do single, like by yourself.
But the biggest problem I'm having is with Relac and Real Fire and Pri in the instance and wanting to do it over, you know, run it a few times, we're running out of bag space. And even though Pri can disenchant, I just wish there was some way you could like mail something. Oh, isn't engineering, was there one thing somebody was, I was hearing something about portable mailboxes.
I've never heard of portable mailboxes. Those would be so cool.
Maybe I hallucinated it, but it'd be nice if you could have somebody. Sometimes I do run someone into, I ran Audrion into Wailing Cavern and had him fill up a bunch of stuff, and he also bought some food for Vilfire's pet, and then run him out. Which is another thing you can do when you're dual boxing. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun. What else can we talk about? We're both excited about the new expansion. I know we haven't talked that much about it, but, you know, because there's so much to it and it's off in the distance.
Yeah, I was...
Oh, I know one thing I wanted to talk about. Have you been on PTR yet?
No, I haven't gone to PTR yet.
Yeah, I have a pre-made and, you know, I think there is a certain allure to getting a pre-made, but I have a level 70 warlock with the nether drake and everything, and you know, I'm like lost. I try to do some fighting with it and I end up dying, and it just seems like if you're level 70 and you're fighting anything, you shouldn't be dying. Oops. I mean, even though it's kind of neat to do the pre-made thing, it's also kind of overwhelming, you know?
I think that just like in the movie Big, when he became an adult overnight, he couldn't acclimate to it. Right. Like you have to gain experience. If you just become a level 70 and you have to fight against level 70 mobs, if you don't know how to fight level 68 mobs, 69 mobs, then you're not going to do so well. It's like you, as you get new spells, you put them onto your keyboard coordination, and you know where they are.
Yeah, that's what I had. Nothing on my hotbar. I had nothing. And then the really funny thing was I ran out of food. I ran out of health, and I got out of battle, and I went to eat, and I thought I didn't have any food. So I went running around. I flew to Thralmar, and it's really funny to fly. Have you flown ever?
I can't
figure out how to get up in the air. So all I can do is run to the edge of some canyon, and then you're airborne once you're, you know, hurtling out into space and you go up. I think it has something to do with like how you swim with the left, holding down the left thing.
I thought it was just like swimming.
That, but I can't get the coordination. But anyways, so I fly all the way back to Thralmar because that's the only vending place I know. I get the food, and then I realized there was food in one of the bags. I just didn't know it was food. So anyways, but The point of the PTR is the voice chat. I haven't gotten it to work, but it looks like once it does work, it looks pretty neat. You can actually create a channel and chat with somebody, or you can chat in a guild or whatever. And but the video is awesome. The video works so well, and it's really neat. So I encourage anybody to go out to the PTR. There's a little bit of a wait, and I guess they just don't want you rushing in. And maybe they have to push a bunch of buttons. But if you do get into the PTR and you want to hang out with me, let me know. Give me an email at controlaltwow@gmail.com. And maybe we can hang out. But I think, anything else you want to add, Glanther?
No, I think I'm pretty good. The Alliance has been well represented today.
Yes.
Hasn't been so trashed as it has been recently.
And in the past, yes. I really am glad that Glanther's with me. He represents two extremes that I don't have. One is he is Alliance, and eventually I'll probably get an Alliance character, which is so neat about this game that I've been in almost 2 years, and there's still a side that I have to look forward to. And the other thing is he does do the more technical finding out information thing, and I'm more or less just stumble in and see what happens thing. So thanks for listening, and this is Control Alt WoW for this week. I'm Aprilian.
And I'm Glanther again.
And, drop us a line at controlaltwow@gmail.com.
Or glanther@gmail.com.
Go to our website, controlaltwow.com. Also, dig us at, if you go to dig.com and look for Control Alt WoW. We'd love to have comments. And, of course, we're on iTunes, and we would appreciate any reviews. And that's us for now.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
To Mr. Goldstein,
lady, watch over you.